Welcome to Safety Culture Excellence. This week's topic, what should you stop doing in safety? My name is Sean Galloway, and I'm proud to be your host. Hello everyone, recording this while in Mineral Wells, West Virginia. For the topic this week, I'd like to share an article that I wrote for my column in BIC Magazine. It was published in the October 2013 edition. So if you'd like to find this article, you of course get it at the magazine's website or on our website at proactsafety.com and click on the Insights tab. So without further delay, here we go. What Should You Stop Doing in Safety? By Sean M. Galloway. Organizations on the journey to improve safety tend to search for what to do next rather than what to stop. Improvement is not defined by how much more is added. It is the process that leads to a continual state of better outcomes. Adding more observations, guarding, programs, procedures, PPE, and processes does not always improve results, e.g. enhance compliance, reduce risk, and fewer injuries. We recognize the examples of engineers and designers that offer feature-rich products that tend to confuse or even overburden the average consumer. Yet this is the behavior of many well-intended safety professionals. We know best, don't we? Henry Ford observed, "Had I asked my customers what they wanted, they'd have said a faster horse." Organizations rely on safety professionals to provide counsel to the business leaders. It almost sounds preposterous to not try new things and add more, leading the professional to seek out new innovations that provide value. But this is where the problem often starts. Who determines value? If value is the return for something exchanged or something perceived as desirable, should the safety professional make this determination or the customer? Sometimes the customer doesn't know what they don't know. Sometimes complacency or apathy is set in. Shouldn't we try to do more to nudge the organization forward? Yes, but with caution. In The Essential Drucker, the late management expert Peter Drucker shares an important and relevant story. He writes, "In the late 1940s and early 50s, one American automotive company tried to make the American public safety conscious. Ford introduced cars with seatbelts, but sales dropped catastrophically. The company had to withdraw the cars with seatbelts and abandoned the whole idea." Drucker highlights here the importance of knowing what customers value and understanding of what they might not currently know they need or even want. Rather than introducing new safety measures first and explaining second, what if the approach worked to help customers first see the value and help them discover, learn, and desire or even demand a solution? He goes on to write, "When 15 years later the American driving public became safety conscious, the car manufacturers were sharply attacked for their, quote, total lack of concern with safety, end quote, and for being, quote, merchants of death, end quote. And the resulting regulations were written as much to punish the companies as to protect the public. The first job of management, therefore, is to identify and to anticipate impacts coldly and realistically. The question is not, is what we do right? It is what we do what society and the customer pays us for?" What Ford experienced is not that uncommon compared to what the average safety professional often deals with. Employees, supervisors, contractors, and managers are all customers in safety. While they might not pay us in the traditional sense, exchange value for compensation, they do offer us their time and energy, discretionary efforts. While there are things that are obligatory in safety, if we want more out of people than what is required to remain employed, we must market safety improvement and it must be a strategic priority. To continue to improve, organizations need a strategic framework that proactively prioritizes effort that improves both safety objectives and goals and performance and the safety aspects of organizational culture. This means there needs to be an emphasis to identify and understand what does and does not add value. Strategy is just as much about choosing what to do as what not to do. Even with the best of intentions, when we forget this and add more without first stopping that which no longer adds value, we tend to overburden, upset, and turn away those we are precisely trying to help. That is not good customer service. Until next time, remember, in safety, prevention trumps reaction. For more information on safety culture excellence, or if you have a topic to suggest, please email us at podcast@proactsafety.com.